The states of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia have been fighting over water for decades. Water use around the city of Atlanta is causing problems downstream in Alabama and Florida. Alabama Public Radio is working alongside stations in these other states to tell this story. A joint feature covering Alabama, as well as Georgia and Florida, can be found at our website, APR.org. APR's Stan Ingold takes this deeper dive into the issues facing Alabama.
The U.S. Supreme Court sided with Georgia in a lawsuit with Florida earlier this year. But that doesn't mean that the water war is over. Alabama and Florida both accused Georgia of using too much water.
As human activity in the basin has grown, it has put economic and ecologic stresses on the system.
Gordon Rogers is in a position to know. He's the Flint River keeper in Georgia and has served on ACF stakeholders in various capacities. There's enough water for everyone most years. He says the problems arise when there's a drought.
There are real and perceived shortages of water in the basin. Some of them are real, some of them are perceived. And so the arguments center on what's real and what's not. None of it matters really unless we're in a drought. But the things that we do when we're not in a drought matter in terms of getting prepared for droughts.
The town of Eufaula is the home of the Walter F. George Reservoir. It's just over 220 miles downstream of Lake Lanier that supplies Atlanta with water. That reservoir is on the Chattahoochee River on the border between Georgia and Alabama.
If they do not have adequate flow, they will shut down.
Philip Clayton is also in a position to talk about water. He's the current chair of the ACF Stakeholders Group. Clayton says one issue for Alabama is the several industries that rely on the Chattahoochee. Less water means fewer jobs. Clayton uses one of the paper mills as an example.
That is 800 jobs, and that would have a tremendous impact on our local economy here, the economy of Phenix City and Columbus. And in the region, because of losing the associated indirect jobs that support that 800 direct jobs.
Clayton says the stakeholders' water plan was largely ignored by all three states and by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. One of the biggest obstacles for the plan was the recent Supreme Court case between Georgia and Florida. Gordon Rogers says the communication between the leaders dried up.
The governors didn't want to talk about it, their staffs. I mean, just why should Alabama talk about it if Florida and Georgia are not talking about it? And Florida and Georgia were not going to talk about it in the middle of litigation.
Roger says cooperation is key to making the plan work.
In the vernacular of the South, all the mules need to be pulling the wagon in the same direction when we're under stress like that, meaning all three states, all the local jurisdictions within the states, and the Corps of Engineers all need to be working toward the same suite of results.
The plan suggests a lot more flexibility and coordination in how water is released from reservoirs throughout the system. Philip Clayton says the goal is to watch minimum water flow levels, even during drought.
With the Sustainable Water Management Plan, we will be able to meet those flows because those flows are critical to those plants in their operations, whether it be direct process water or cooling water, thermal water, or in the case of hydroelectric, in actual generation.
A stakeholders group consultant suggested modifying the water intake pipes at Alabama Power's Farley nuclear plant. The ACF stakeholders group says that that was not included in their final plan. Gordon Rogers says that water is vital for that facility.
That facility has to have a good water supply for its processed water to generate steam to drive the turbines, and also for its cooling water. So that's a critical need. Nobody wants a nuke plant to go south.
The plant produces almost 20% of Alabama Power's electricity. And we're getting into what is typically the dry season, and Phil Clayton says that they have a recommendation for the Army Corps of Engineers to help out around this time of year.
What we propose is that the Corps hold an additional 2 feet, particularly in the winter season up at Lake Lanier, north of Atlanta, and also an additional 2 feet at West Point, and then possibly another 2 feet here at Walter F. George.
He says that should make a difference for everyone downstream from Atlanta.
If we hold that additional water upstream during the wet season, then we know we will have that to sustain the flows and sustain those industries and interests that are up and down the river as we get into the dry seasons from July into October.
Clayton says that's particularly true for the oyster industry in Florida. The Sunshine State closed its oyster beds until the year 2025. One reason is less river water flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. That's making the Gulf water too salty. The decision is another chapter of the water war between Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. I'm Stan Engold, APR News in Eufaula.